You're listening to Inland Edition on 91.9 KVCR. I'm Lillian Vasquez. My guest is Frank Kilpatrick. He's the director of the nonprofit Ribbons for Research. Thank you for joining us.
Well, hello. Hello, San Bernardino.
Tell me first, what is the nonprofit Ribbons for Research?
Well, Ribbons for Research is our nonprofit that we put together to support this effort that we're going to talk about in terms of supporting education and encouragement of COVID-19 vaccination.
Did you not exist before this project came along?
The Ribbons for Research entity had been in existence, but we hadn't done any projects in it since its start a couple of years ago. And so this really gave us a chance to get going with something that was important and to shift into high gear and make the investments that we did in putting the message out there.
All right. Well, let's talk about that message. You collaborated on this current project with others to produce a series of PSAs about vaccinations. You deliberately did not want to go with what you're calling the quote-unquote science and shame. Tell me, who are you trying to target with your PSA campaign, and what was yours and your collaborators' thought process in this?
Well, our observation was that the high-level science approach to why people should get vaccinated, that had worked with some part of the population, and there's some part of the population that's not going to get vaccination no matter what. But for the people in the middle, we thought that there was a way to convince them to get educated and in most cases get vaccinated. Our approach was apolitical, meaning that we're interested in establishing a dialogue really with those who haven't been vaccinated yet. And the basis of it was kind of a neighbor-to-neighbor conversation. So what we did is we located some individuals who had themselves been closely affected by COVID-19. One woman, her name is Martha, in our television commercials, which are radio spots as well. Martha had herself suffered from COVID-19. Her husband had. Her mother was hospitalized, and she and her sisters gathered to say goodbye to the mother on her birthday. Unfortunately, the mother did not pass. However, she did lose her father to COVID-19. So they have a real story, real world story of what it's like to go through the condition, all of the fear, all of the concerns, all of the uncertainty. And they deliver a message of encouragement to those who might be in the middle, as I was saying a moment ago, might be on the fence. And they give the message of hope and exploration, really.
So your target was those who might be on the fence and not a specific age category?
Well, I would say that the age category was probably 35 plus. We know that those in the 65 and 75-year-old categories, they've mostly been vaccinated. So the group that we were targeting with this campaign was, I would say, 35 to 55 or 65. We actually developed another campaign for a younger population that we can talk about in a minute. But the style and the substance of this particular series of announcements was based on the premise of connecting with people who are just average folks and delivering a message, as they say, neighbor to neighbor, that they should consider moving beyond all the political rhetoric and polarization and exploring getting a vaccination.
All right. Well, let's listen to one of the PSAs titled Ripped from the Headlines, Shoulda Got the Shot.
These are actual COVID survivors.
My daddy. This virus made a hole on his lung. He passed away on December 27th.
The first one that went into the hospital was my father-in-law. The second person that went in was my mother-in-law. And then I went into the hospital.
On her birthday, we got together to say goodbye to my mom.
She literally dropped me off at the entrance of the hospital. And we had to say goodbye. And you don't know if that's going to be the last time. When you get COVID, it feels like you aged like 15 years in one day. We need them to take it serious. You know when it's going to take it serious? When it happens to you. Love is going to get us out of this. And part of that love is, you know, getting vaccinated, wearing the masks, and socially distancing.
Call the COVID-19 hotline at 1-800-232-0233.
Talk to me about this message and the people that were involved here.
Well, this message was actually a compilation of a number of people across the U.S. who had been very closely affected by COVID-19. Some had been in the hospital. Others had had family members. We didn't know these people, but their stories were out there in the news media, so we thought we would compile them and provide them as some amount of evidence that people should consider getting the vaccination. And it's interesting to consider that these might be people you would have known or their neighbors, and take into account what they've been through in making your own decision.
Okay. What did you learn, or your colleagues and collaborators learn, from working on this campaign?
Well, we've learned that there's a fair amount of, and I guess I said this a moment ago, there's some polarization out there of people who are maybe a little misinformed because they're getting their news from a very limited set of sources and perhaps communicating within their own echo chamber of their community or their church or the people that they talk to. So we were trying to pry that door open a little bit to provide some additional information. So that was really reinforced to us. We also came to see that people were so much more open about this discussion when it was presented in a low-key, apolitical way, when it's not being forced on them, but rather an exploration. One of the things that I was alluding to a moment ago is that while we recommend vaccination for most people, there are some who, because of their medical conditions, may not be appropriate candidates. And as they talk to their physicians, they may find that they're immunocompromised and they shouldn't be taking this vaccine. So our message is, as I say, a gentle one, we hope. And we found, as I say, that people will listen when you talk to them in a conversational manner.
Got it. Let me take a second to reintroduce our guest is Frank Kilpatrick. He's the director of the nonprofit Ribbons for Research and the executive producer of this PSA campaign, Shoulda Got the Shot. Is the PSA currently being picked up by radio stations? Have you had much success there?
We've had a number of radio stations that have picked up the campaign here in California. Very first day, we got a call from traffic manager who wanted to get a copy of the track immediately. We're on Spanish radio. We actually have a Spanish version of the commercial. And across the country, the tally is we've had something like 1,500 airings. Now, that combines the radio with television, but something like 1,500 airings so far. And, of course, we're only a month into this. So we're optimistic that more and more radio stations will pick up the material because, as I say, it opens a dialogue and it's something that's very much in the news, obviously, and very much of a public service to open that door for discussion.
What's been the feedback from either the traffic people? They are the ones that schedule the PSAs when you work in television or radio. The traffic office is how your PSA gets scheduled within the television schedule or the radio schedule. What's been the feedback either from the stations or from the community? What have you heard?
Well, we haven't heard anything because traffic people are busy, and so somebody's run the spot. We're never quite sure whether they had access to it. So we've, in some cases, sent them a second copy electronically. But the feedback that we get is very positive because, as I say, the message is not preachy. It's not too hard to understand. I know there's a lot of confusion back and forth, even with such experienced scientists, physicians as Dr. Fauci, about will there be a need for another booster? Can you visit your family at Christmas, et cetera? And so this message is a little more easy to take because it doesn't suggest a particular cause of action or something you have to do, although it does encourage, as I was saying before, it does encourage people to consider seriously getting the vaccine because they see those who they might well know in their community who have had experience with it, and in all cases, they wish they had gotten vaccinated when they first had the chance.
Got it. Yep. I think we're hearing that quite a bit. You mentioned another campaign, and what campaign was that, and who was the target there?
Well, going back to your earlier question, which is right on the money, we found that the majority of the people who were hearing this and seeing this commercial, this public service announcement, were a little older. And then we delved into the research a bit more, and we found that the Gen Z and millennial populations, surprisingly, were not nearly as well vaccinated as we would have expected. In some cases, it's been mandated at university, but in some cases, these individuals, they kind of thought they were immune, I guess, to this kind of a condition. And so we redoubled our efforts and developed a musical campaign. We developed a music video called COVID-19 is Hell, and it essentially shows people who are having a good time, but it introduces to them the notion that COVID-19 is not a hoax, and so they should take it seriously. And we're hopeful, we just released this a few days ago, we're hopeful that this video, COVID-19 is Hell, will do the trick when it comes to really connecting with this audience with whom we have to speak in a different way.
And how did you speak? What did you put together in this music video that you're hoping the younger audience will pay attention to?
Well, it's a combination of things. As I say, there's the visual aspect, which depicts people having a party and being together and going on a walk and being with their family. And it's interspersed with the notion that COVID-19 is not a hoax. And so you best take it seriously. So we tried to combine the entertaining with the serious. We show the phone number for the CDC several times during the spot. And, of course, we encourage people to call, get more information, find where there's a vaccination facility near them. And so that's our package that tries to touch all the bases.
And lastly, why did you feel compelled to create both campaigns?
Well, we thought it was just an opportunity, I guess, largely because it seemed that the other voices out there were kind of shouting across the canyon at each other. There were those who were advocating conspiracy theories. There was an echo chamber there. And then on the other side, there was in fact, it's regrettable that there have to be sides, and this is just medicine, not politics, except that it is.
Right.
On the science side, the political message that was put forth, we thought was good for some people who are naturally, who believe in science, but perhaps for others who don't have that much experience, who don't understand the words and some of the nuances of the treatment regimen, it would be good to have something that spoke in their own language. And what we concluded was that the powers that be, the government, was probably not going to take this kind of an approach. They were leading with the science, which is good, because they're the CDC. They're about science. But we thought that there was a way of communicating that hadn't been approached in this. When you look at how to communicate with people in public media format or even one-to-one, it's by introducing a relatable little pieces of information. And so we saw that that wasn't being done. And based on our experience in communicating with people about health issues, we thought this was a good thing to do that was not being done currently.
So you had a niche to fill and you went after it.
Well, we did. It's interesting. It looks like maybe some government agencies may be starting to consider that, and perhaps others, but it's certainly been covered in the news cycle. But in kind of hitting it right in the middle of the target, we thought that we were somewhat unique. And so, as I say, the feedback has been very good with 1,500 airings so far. Then it must connect with community service managers. It must connect with people. Of course, some people have been calling in and asking TV and radio stations to play these announcements. So we think that we've hit some kind of a right balance between being hard-hitting and being educational.
Very good. Our guest has been Frank Kilpatrick, director of the nonprofit Ribbons for Research. They have created the PSA ripped from the headline, Shoulda Got the Shot, and now have a music video or music PSA, COVID-19 is hell? Is that what it is? COVID-19 is hell.
That's it.
All right. Very good.
You can see that music video at ribbonsforresearchvideo.org. And you can see Ribbons for Research at ribbonsforresearch.org for the main commercials.
Very good. Frank, thank you so much for your time and sharing more about your PSA campaign that's moving forward.
Thanks for helping us spread the word.
My guest is Frank Kilpatrick. He's the director of the nonprofit Ribbons for Research. You can check out their public service announcements for this vaccine campaign at their website, ribbonsforresearch.org. Ribbons, F-O-R, research.org. The COVID is Hell video is at ribbonsforresearchvideo.org. We'll include these web links on our program page. Join us again next week for Inland Edition, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. and 6:30, right here on 91.9 KVCR. To hear this episode and past shows, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/Inland Edition. You can also listen to Inland Edition on iTunes, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, or search for Inland Edition on your favorite streaming service. Inland Edition is a production of KVCR News. Support for this production, including writing and editing, comes from Sharina Wad, Rick Dulock, and David Fleming. And we get technical, website, and social media support from Tim Steidel, Sean Houlihan, and Natasha Coles. I'm your host, Lillian Vasquez. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.